may recall, if you were listening last week, that we talked a little bit about Back to the Future. Because in the movie Back to the Future, Marty McFly in Back to the Future 2 goes to the year 2015. This, of course, was filmed back in the mid-80s, and we were looking at what the producers, directors, writers, set directors, everyone else got right and got wrong in their predictions about what 2015 would look like. And then today, I came across this. There is a guy in Burlington who has built an exact replica of the DeLorean time-traveling car. It is exceedingly cool. If you like movies, if you like cool cars, this is the thing you want to see. It does everything I'm told except actually travel back in time. Ken Kapalowski is the guy who has poured his heart and soul and, I must think, money into this as well. He joins me now. Ken, thanks for doing this tonight.
Hey, man. Glad to be here.
You, people who have seen this car know what it looks like. You must get the greatest double takes ever when you drive your car along the street.
It's scary sometimes because people will be driving on the highway. They'll look, then they'll take their camera phone out and try and take a picture. Kind of drifting into my lane, it's a little scary, but yeah, it's cool.
And just so people know, I mean, seeing a DeLorean period is a rarity these days, but yours does, from the outside, look different from your typical DeLorean. It does look like the Back to the Future car from the outside.
Yeah, it started with the flux capacitor inside and then kind of blossomed into everything. Because, I mean, that's the first question everyone asks you anyway, right?
Is about the flux capacitor?
Where's your flux capacitor?
And you do have one.
Absolutely.
When you're driving along, I imagine you get a lot of looks. What happens when you're parked and if you're getting out of your car, you're standing by it? I mean, people must come up and ask for pictures or ask questions about it?
They do, and I think it's fun. I don't mind it. You know, getting gas sometimes takes a little longer than it should, but it's all in good fun, and people are pretty respectful for the most part.
What are they generally asked to do? Is it just pictures, or do people ask to sit inside, or what do they want to do?
They want pictures. They want to know if it's the one from the movie. Sometimes you get, pardon me, the odd person that doesn't know what it is, and they're like, is it a hydrogen car? Is it a race car? You know? So I got to explain to them Back to the Future.
Is there anything that they're not allowed to do? Have you got any rules set for what they can't do in your car?
You know, I'm pretty lenient, to be honest with you. I had a bad experience when I was a kid with a guy in a Ferrari. He didn't let me take a picture, never mind look at the car. So I'm pretty cool when it comes to people. As long as they're respectful, they can sit in it, they can take pictures. They just can't drive it. That's only for me.
That is very cool. Tell me how you started into this, because this would, first of all, I want to get into the process, but at some point you decide you're going to do this. How does that happen?
I mean, I got the DeLorean, I'd say probably 12 years ago, 14 years ago, I can't quite remember, but it's a fun car to drive, and the question always comes, where's your flux capacitor? So that was the first thing I did, but the ultimate decision to get the car, I mean, it's those movies you watch when you're a kid. I watched Back to the Future when I was 8 years old. I fell in love with the car when it rolled off the back of Doc's truck, and I said to my mom, I'm like, I'm going to get that car. And she's like, yeah, that's not real. I called her on my 21st birthday. I was like, hey, come outside, look what I got.
So, but the plan was, when you first got the car, the plan was not necessarily to build a replica. It was just to have the DeLorean.
Yeah, off the record. But, I mean, ultimately, deep down inside, it's like, you got to make the time machine, right?
Well, and I should say this for people who are listening, and this may sound like an odd thing to say, but you're not one of those guys who still lives in your mother's basement and is 30 years old and has no life. I mean, you've got a kid, you've got a wife, you're a normal guy. This is just a hobby on the side.
Oh, I've got two kids and a beautiful, very understanding wife. And yeah, for the most part, I'm semi-normal. I drive a DeLorean time machine.
How much? Okay, so you start, you get the car. Where do you find the car, by the way? Is it in the area, or do you have to go far, far away to get it? Oh, I think we lost Ken. We'll try and get Ken back. But it is, you can go online, you can see the car. Now, I mean, everybody understands, I think, anyone who's listening, as we're waiting to get him back, what the Back to the Future car looks like. And it's and as I said to him a second ago, a DeLorean anyway is a unique-looking car. And I think everybody, or most people, know what a DeLorean looks like, but to have a DeLorean that is souped up with hoses and wires and things coming out of it that actually make it look largely almost like it is some kind of spaceship, for lack of a better word, something that is what you would say it's out of a movie, this is really out of a movie. So to see this driving along the highway, I completely understand when he's talking about having people pull out their phones and try and take pictures of this. I completely understand this. Ken is back with us. Sorry, we lost you there for a sec, Ken.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, so did you have to go far and wide to find this, or is a DeLorean easy to find around here?
I mean, you'd be surprised. When I was first looking, it was when the internet was kind of in its infancy, and it really helped a lot to find a lot of DeLoreans in and around this area. But the problem with them is they're stainless steel outside, but the frame underneath is it's an epoxy-coated mild steel. So the salt on the road, some of these guys drive them in the winter, and the frame just rots out. So everything that I'd find locally was pretty rotten underneath, but it looked great on the outside. So I ended up buying mine from an older gentleman. It wasn't too far. It was just upstate New York. He had a nice garage, kept one, and you know, I told him I was going to drive it, and he kind of bit his tongue, but said, all right, they're meant to be driven. So,
is it, and it was in good shape? It was well-kept?
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing with DeLoreans is the less you drive them, the more wear and tear kind of goes on inside the engine, especially the fuel system. So it took a little bit of wrenching on the car, but it was up and running. The interior was in great shape, exterior was in great shape, and the frame was in great shape. So,
okay, so now you get around to trying to build the Back to the Future car. What do you do for parts? What do you do for ideas? I mean, are you a super stickler that it has to be exact, or do you make these things at home? Like, where do you come up with the stuff? Where do you find the things to come up with the parts?
I mean, I've never been a fan of good enough. That's, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So I ended up going out to California, meeting with the guy who built the car for the movie back in the 1980s.
Really?
And he took me out to some of the original surplus stores that he went to back in the day. And, you know, lo and behold, there's still some parts to be found that were the same ones they used way back then. And then, again, with the internet, I was lucky enough to find a few other crazy fellows such as myself that were doing the same thing. And we kind of helped each other out for the rest of the parts. So, I mean, it's got everything on there that's exactly the same as it was in 1985.
You talk about other people. Are there many people out there who are doing this kind of thing?
I mean, you'd think not, but there's probably 20 or so people that have converted their DeLoreans into a version of the time machine. And I'd say of those 20, 10 of them are probably, you know, pretty accurate, a lot of real parts.
But you even got the license plate, which I was shocked by, that it was even available.
I totally got lucky with that one.
And it's a legitimate Ontario plate?
Yeah, it's a real Ontario plate at a time, so I was very happy about that.
So how long does the whole process take then? From the time you actually start working on the process until it looks like it is, how long does that take?
Well, it's a sliding scale, I guess. When I wasn't married, it wasn't taking very long at all. then you get married, then you have two kids, and then I'm lucky if I have time to wash it now.
But did you do all the work?
I did, yeah. A couple of things I had help with. I mean, I've never welded before, so I went to a friend's shop, and he kind of showed me the ropes, and we got that done. But all in all, of the 12 years that I've had it, I'd say 8 of it has been the conversion. The big part there was kind of figuring out what everything was and tracking them down. Bolting it onto the car was pretty easy.
And how much does the whole process cost? Have you figured out how much you've poured into this car?
Honestly, I mean, the parts, because they're electronic surplus parts, a lot of them aren't super expensive. It's the time. Tracking down those things, you got to become like we call ourselves photo archaeologists, because we're looking at these old pictures from the 1980s to try and figure out what the heck something is. You can only blow up a picture so much, and I joke with people that sometimes I need a real time machine to find the parts for the fake one, but it's been fairly, it's been fun, let's put it that way.
What in the car, I mean, I know it drives, but what in the car actually works of the extras that you've put in?
All this stuff works. I mean, when we went back out to California and showed, the gentleman's name is Kevin Pike. He's the guy that built the car for the first movie. We showed him some of the electronics that we did. And, you know, he's showing us pictures from back on the set where he has 10 guys controlling something that blinks. And then we got one microprocessor that's doing everything on its own. He's kind of like, guys, man, I wish I had this stuff back during production. But everything in the car works. I mean, you can enter a date in the time circuits. The flux capacitor blinks. It's got all kinds of blinky lights that my 3-year-old loves. But,
no kidding. You must be like the most popular guy in the world for like weddings and birthday parties and stuff like that. Or does anyone ask you to do things like that?
We've done a few things like that. It's pretty fun. I mean, we try. My wife brings me back to reality with it sometimes. She got me involved with the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research.
Yep.
So every time we go out and do a Comic-Con or a fundraiser or whatnot, we've been fortunate enough to raise just over $100,000 for Team Fox now.
That is very cool. And you've got a big event coming up in the next little while, you were telling me earlier today.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it up. In 2010, we did a 25th reunion, and we were surprised at the reaction. People from all over the world came out to Southern California, and we visited a lot of the filming locations and met with the cast and crew. And, you know, they want it again. So for the 30th anniversary, it's we'regoingback.com, and we've got all kinds of cast and crew coming out. We're going to visit more of the filming locations that we didn't get to in 2010. And there's a few other surprises I can't talk about yet, but it's shaping up to be a pretty decent event.
But you drive it right across the country, or does it fly out or get transported out?
I'm lucky enough. I got one of my friends out there. One of those 10 guys is in Burbank, so we're going to use his car for We're Going Back this year.
The last thing, at any point along the way as you're doing this,
yes.
Was the thought ever crossing your mind that I am crazy for doing this? Or has it always, all along the way, been, you know what, this is the coolest thing ever that I'm doing?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you're working on the car and something's not going right. I'm nuts, why am I doing this? Why am I killing myself for this? And then when you're done and you finally get it right on the fourth try, you're like, all right, this is pretty cool. That looks all right. It's working out.
It is a very cool idea. People, as I say, they can see your car online. There are some stories that are online about it. Failing that, just go look at the picture online of the original car. It looks exactly the same, so you'll be able to tell exactly what Ken's car looks like. Ken Kapilowski from Burlington, thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate the time, and I'm sure that people around town, as they're driving by, if they see the DeLorean now, at least have the story behind it so they won't drive off the road or drive into you. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks so much.
That is a great story. It is. I can't imagine once people start to know more and more that this car is out there, how many requests he is going to get just to come out and do a car show or do a birthday party or do a bar mitzvah or do a wedding. Or, I mean, if you're looking for a cool wedding picture, would that not be one of, and you were a movie fan, would that not be one of those cool things to have going in the background? I mean, all those, did you see on Facebook this year? It seemed like on Facebook or on online, other places, there were a number this year of bizarre, beautiful, but almost unmatchable wedding photos that popped up, people getting married, and there's like a huge forest fire burning behind them, or one of them had a tornado, and they weren't photo gimmicks. They were having their wedding, and all of a sudden a tornado way in the distance, and the photographer got a shot. I'm thinking it's not quite there, but having the Marty McFly and Doc time machine DeLorean in the background of your wedding photo would be pretty cool too. That would, for anyone who remembers the movie, I don't know, 40 years from now when your grandkids see it, they might wonder what in the heck you were doing in front of this weird car. But anyway, going to take a break. When we come back, the car of the future is not a DeLorean that can go back in time. It is a driverless car, apparently. Would you be comfortable with that? 905-645-3221, *9900. Give me a call. Get in line. Would you want to drive in a car where you were not driving and trusting a computer to take you where you're going? Back after this.